Test 8.
Part 1. In this part, you will hear 20 short conversations. After each conversation, you will hear a question about it. You will hear each conversation and question once. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D.
Number 1.
Excuse me, is anyone here the owner of a silver Ford sedan parked on Madison Street?
I have a silver Ford. I'm parked on the corner of Madison and Wilson. Is there a problem?
It's a street cleaning day. Your car's being towed away.
How did I miss the sign?
What has happened to the man? Number 2.
Easy Learning Language Center, how can I help you?
I'd like to join an advanced course in Spanish. I'm mostly interested in conversation skills. Is there one available?
There's an advanced Spanish course running at the moment for 3 times a week. It's available every evening and there is flexibility in selecting the days most convenient for you. Only, you will have to take an online placement test and there is a $70 registration fee.
What about the books I'll have to buy?
You'll find this information on our site.
What is necessary for the man to register for the course? Number 3.
I really can't see what you find in knitting, Lorelei. Personally, I find it boring and outdated.
It's not just one reason, Bob. For a start, knitting takes my mind off all problems, difficulties, things that stress me out. Secondly, I can make beautiful, one-of-a-kind jumpers for me and my family. Then, it's something I learned from my grandma, who has passed away, and whenever I knit, it brings back beautiful memories.
You're making it sound so enjoyable that I might even try it.
Which is not one of the reasons Lorelei enjoys knitting. Number 4.
Listen to that, James. The works of Stephen Bing, you know, that up-and-coming artist, are being exhibited at the Tote Gallery downtown. How about going? I couldn't think of a better way to spend our day off.
You've always known that art is definitely not my cup of tea. Plus, I was thinking of taking the opportunity to finally tidy up the garage.
Why doesn't James want to go to the art gallery? Number 5.
They have amazing sales at Multimark this week. If you're interested, you could give me a ride, couldn't you?
I'll pass. It's going to be packed.
In that case, I'll ask Jess for one.
Why is the man telling the woman about the sales at Multimark? Number 6.
Guess what? Joey's moving back home.
No kidding. I thought he'd moved out for good.
I'll have to clean out all the clutter from his room.
I wouldn't like to be in your shoes.
What is the man implying about the news? Number 7.
Did you get hold of that book we need for the biology class?
Don't try to pass me the buck. It was your responsibility.
Didn't you say a guy in your dorm would let you have it?
I asked him, but he said he'd already lent it to another student.
What happened with the biology book? Number 8.
Did you hear that Sue's getting married to a millionaire?
I take that with a pinch of salt.
Why do you say so?
Where on earth would she meet a millionaire?
What does a woman think about Sue's news? Number 9.
My cousin's wedding's next month, and we have yet to decide on a gift.
Why don't we give her money, like we did for your other cousin, Mia?
We only did that for Mia because she asked for cash. Otherwise, I think it's a totally impersonal gift. Besides, Tanya and I are closer. Let's get her that coffee table she liked.
She told me she changed her mind about that coffee table, Jeffrey. No, giving her money is better. At the end of the day, she can decide what to do with it.
Maybe I'll ask Mom what she thinks.
What gift does a man decide to get his cousin finally?
Number 10.
Fast and Furious Courier Service, what can I do for you?
Hello, I'd like to send a parcel overseas, but it's kind of heavy. Do you offer a collection service?
Yes, ma'am. We can collect from any address, but you'll have to place the order online. You will then receive a reply email which will provide information about the time of delivery.
Is there an extra fee for the service?
Yes, there's a $5 fee, but it's knocked off if your order exceeds $20.
What must a woman do to get the collection service?
Number 11.
These are important clients, ladies. I want to look my best.
For a classic look, I propose this dark blue suit.
Unless you want to look more stylish. This gray pinstripe one is ideal for that.
Or perhaps you want a more youthful look. How about those black trousers with this light gray jacket?
No, I like the dark blue suit better. Where can I try it on?
What look will the man probably adopt?
Number 12.
Welcome back home, Ryan.
Good to see you, Rita. Thanks for picking me up. I'm knocked out. There was a 3-hour delay, which was totally frustrating. And I didn't get to see the in-flight movie. I should have downloaded an application on my cell.
How was your flight?
Kind of bumpy.
You should have expected some turbulence this time of year.
I didn't mind the turbulence. It's just that I spilled my coffee on my pants. Anyway, we should be getting along. I can't wait to see everybody.
What annoyed the man most about his flight?
Number 13.
Kim is such a nuisance. She keeps nagging me about everything. I'm sick and tired of arguing with her.
It takes two to tango.
So nice of you to say that.
What is the woman implying about the man?
Number 14. Should we wait for the next bus? This one's packed.
Are you kidding? We're late already.
Another half hour's delay won't hurt. Unless you want to grab a cab?
I'm kind of short of money. Quick, get on.
Why won't they take a taxi?
Number 15.
I have this deadline to meet for my term paper next week, and I'm not even halfway through it. Can you help me?
If you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Cleaning my room for the next 2 weeks seems like a fair deal.
It might be if you weren't the messiest person ever.
If you want help, you need to pay your dues.
How can the woman help the man? Number 16.
My wife baked these cookies. I'm going to sell them at the school bazaar.
How much are you going to ask for them?
I was thinking of 50 cents per cookie. Are you coming to help with the sale?
I'll help you, but that's a real ripoff.
What does the woman believe about the cookies? Number 17. Have you decided on a car yet, Simon?
Not yet. I have lots of things to consider. First, it's the make. Japanese or European? The expense is not an issue. I've been saving for 2 years.
I think you must go online for consumer reviews. And then consider your needs. Is it fuel economy, comfort, or capacity that is important for you?
I know fuel economy is my top priority, and reliability is my second.
There you go. That's a start. What does Simon sound unsure of?
Number 18.
Have you seen my tablet?
Have you checked the living room? I remember seeing you using it there.
But then I took it to our bedroom. Don't you remember? I showed you the new cell I want to buy.
This is where you should look first, then.
Do you think I haven't?
Why does the woman mention a tablet?
Number 19.
Excuse me, Professor Knowles. I'd like to clear something up. Am I supposed to select between the essay topics you're suggesting in the list you emailed to us?
No, Marianne. The list I sent you is only supposed to serve as an example so that you can come up with the topic of the essay yourselves. Only you have to network with the other students so that there are no overlaps.
Can I contact you if I need some extra advice?
Absolutely. Or you can contact my assistant, Dr. Bridges.
What does the man tell the woman to do?
Number 20.
Let's call it a day, Roberta.
It's been a very long day, Mr. Edwards. Great to see we finished the meeting 15 minutes early.
At least all of our efforts paid off. It would have been a disaster if we hadn't closed the deal. And I have to hand it to you, Roberta. Your report was comprehensive and thorough.
I'm glad you feel this way, Mr. Edwards. You know you can always count on me.
What made the woman happy? End of part 1.